want it. He wanted to be the sacrifice. He wanted the honors. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and to set him free. At any given time, he could have said, I'm out. I want to tell you, that struggle is very real for you too in the spiritual warfare. I remember picking up a lady that is, and just taking her for a drive because she was in an awful, awful, awful throes of the grip of Satan. And this lady is, her story is unbelievable. But seriously, some of it is. Okay, I don't know. A lot of it I know is true, but some of it gets really... And she said, in that hour we had together, she said, I told Jesus, I've had enough. I can't take this any longer. I'm out. And I said to her, he didn't believe you. Because I walked with this lady for a long, long time. And I have seen a dedicated heart that says, I am all in. It was not until 2 weeks later I asked her, I said, did you renounce that statement? Oh yeah, that was just for about an hour. Jesus could have done the same thing. He could have said, I'm out of here. So what I'm calling you to is not some flower-strewn pathway. I want to there's a scripture in Acts 10. I'm not going to, well, maybe we should turn there. Acts 10. You know the story here that Cornelius was not a Jew, and he was in prayer, and the Holy Spirit came and talked to him. And you know that Peter was in prayer, and the Holy Spirit came and talked to him. And they had this confirmation. Now, when there is that kind of confirmation, I told you that the Lord doesn't prove himself, and he doesn't. Sometimes when you have that level of confirmation, the reason for that level of confirmation is because it would be unbelievable if you didn't have that kind of confirmation. If Peter would not have had that kind of confirmation, he couldn't have gone through with this. He would not have been sure that what he was hearing from was God. He would have wavered. But he got confirmation over again, and Cornelius got the confirmation, and they came together, okay, and this thing changed. Because you remember all through the Old Testament, there's this stay away. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and nigh into the city, Peter went up unto the housetop to pray on the sixth hour. Verse 10, and he became hungered, and he would have eaten, but while they were made ready, he fell into a trance, and saw heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending unto him, and it was a sheet knit in the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts and creeping things and fowl of the air. And there came a voice to him, rise up, Peter, kill and eat. Schlachten es. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, and God had cleansed that call. And what God has cleansed, called not thou common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was taken up into heaven. Now Jesus doubted this, or Peter doubted this thing. Did you say 11:25? All of a sudden, 11:25 looks really, really close to me. I want you to contrast this with Jericho. I want you to contrast this with Ezekiel. And I want you to understand, in that contrast, the nature of the new covenant, the nature of his power within us. Okay? I want you to understand that we're going to have a bonfire, or we may have a bonfire, but where we're going to get rid of the stuff in our that we've whatever. I don't know if we're having a bonfire or not. That's not my call. But we're going to do this. But that is not all that I'm calling us to. I'm calling us to live into a powerful life that can tread on scorpions. And not be hurt. I'm not going to take the time to go into Luke chapter 10, where Jesus talks about casting out demons. That's something that actually happens a lot in our office, but I'm not an expert at it. One of the fears I have of giving this talk is that you'll somehow think that I am an authority on these issues. I'm here to tell you there are no authorities on these issues. One of the things that we need to do is start listening to the weak. Who are the weak?